There's another good friend of mine that I want to bring to these microphones right now. I've had the opportunity for knowing Gershon Solomon for over 25 years. A man that is, I think, one of the leaders of the group of people who want to rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. He has an organization which is entitled the Temple Mount Faithful. Gershon has at least two cornerstones ready to be placed up onto the Temple Mount to start construction of that next temple. Gershon Solomon has a history connected to the reunification of the city of Jerusalem, and I want him to tell a very special story. Gershon was wounded while serving in the Galilee with the Israeli Defense Force. He had an opportunity to be there in Jerusalem during that time of the Six-Day War when he was the one who was shown around by the official Jordanian guide to the Temple Mount, and he had the opportunity to see what would be the location for the next temple on the Temple Mount. In fact, Gershon, I just want you to relate that story to us. You're a wounded man. You're walking on crutches. The paratroopers take the Temple Mount. But then you were allowed to go up onto the Temple Mount and had the joy of being able to see the location where that next temple is going to be built. Tell us about that wonderful experience you had.
So, first of all, let me tell you, Jerusalem Day, the biggest day in the history of Israel. The Israeli nation, the Jewish people came back to the place that is the heart and the soul of his life. I had the privilege that God gave me to be on the Temple Mount in the day of the liberation of the biblical Jerusalem and the Temple Mount when I came with my unit. After that, a short time before that, I was injured terribly, and God and his angels saved my life. So I will never forget this great moment in my life and in the life of my nation, when we stood in the Dome of the Rock, the location of the Holy of Holies, with tears in our eyes and felt the presence of God. And, you know, such a moment you cannot describe in words. However, when we walked on the Temple Mount excited to see the place of the first and the second temple and the third temple supposed to come, suddenly came an Arab, and he came after that. All the Arabs ran away from the Temple Mount, and the gates of the Temple Mount were open. Just we, the Israeli soldiers, were on the Temple Mount. And I asked him, "What you are doing here? You are not afraid to be here in the middle of the war?" And he said, "No, God sent me. My God," he said, "as a Muslim, send me to tell you that the time of the Arab occupation, the Islamic occupation of the Temple Mount, Jerusalem in the land of Israel, is over. It is written in our holy book," he said, "in the Quran, that one day the God of your people, Israel, will redeem the people of Israel. He will bring them back to the land, and he will rebuild them the temple and give them back Jerusalem to be their eternal capital. And here, this is the moment that God chose. You are here because God, this is God's timing." And he said, "I came here to show you where is the location of your temple, because as we know, you are going tomorrow, on the next day, to build the temple. So I, as a guide, I know the place where is exactly the temple." So he took us again to the Dome of the Rock and showed us, say, this is the location of the Holy of Holies. It was such an excited moment, I must tell to everyone, you know, we felt the presence of God. A great moment, you know. And this was the great moment. And I, with tears in my eyes, tears of joy, I thank God for this moment. And I was sure that really tomorrow, as God is expecting from us to do, to start immediately the rebuilding of the temple. Unfortunately, weakness of our defense minister, Moshe Dayan, after 12 hours after the liberation of the Temple Mount, he called the Arabs back to the Temple Mount, the Muslims, and allowed them to continue their pagan worship on the most holy place of the Israeli nation, on the hill of God, on the place of the house of God. And he break in 1 minute this great moment, the greatest in the history of the people of Israel. But let me tell you, this is not forever. This is very temporary, because God will never give up his intention. His great moment that he gave to his people Israel to come back to the Temple Mount and to rebuild the temple so he can dwell again in the midst of his people of Israel, and in the coming temple, the third temple, in the midst of the life of all the humanity. So this moment is coming again. I feel it deep in my heart.
Gershon, actually, 45 years ago, a political mistake was made by the leaders of the Israeli government, but you and your people, your organization, the Temple Mount Faithful, have been working for those many years preparing to build that next temple on the Temple Mount. I just had to let you go. I didn't want to interrupt you in that story. What a wonderful, blessed story it is of how the Lord allowed you to go to the spot where indeed a Jewish temple will be built in the very, very near future. Even in your heart, in your soul, you feel that, and many people are saying that same thing. Gershon, thank you so very much for telling us this story, giving us the latest information. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon.
God bless you, my friend. Shalom, shalom.